Travel Mom.
So Andrea Bailey is a mum of three girls under 10, runs a fantastic blog called Beyond a Visit. And where are you taking us this week, Andrea?
I thought we'd look at a very interesting destination, at least for me, when I went there, and that would be Armenia.
Well, yeah. I do not know much about Armenia, you?
No, me neither. It's a place I've never been to. I mean, you know, are the kids going to like Armenia?
I think so. There was quite a bit for the children to do when we traveled as well. And some of it was outdoors, some of it was just, you know, good food as well. So they were part of the Soviet Union, you know, earlier. Yeah. And then in 1991, when it all broke up, they actually are on their own, you know, since then. So there's, the city is interesting because there's a lot of Soviet history there. As you walk around Yerevan, the capital as well, mm-hmm. there's a lot to see and do. And it's the buildings, the cars, really old 1980 model, you know, cars from the Soviet era. So it's fun. It's really fun to look at that.
So if you had to lock you down and say, why will the kids love it? What will they be talking about when they get back? What would you say?
Yeah, now this is interesting. It's a good question because if it's the winter or even spring when we went in April, there was quite a bit of snow on the mountains. So you can actually get up there and play in the snow. So that's something fun to do.
Okay.
And then there are quite a few things within Yerevan as well. Like there are museums and certain interesting historical things that children would like to do. So yeah. And of course, the local markets and great food.
And some what is the ideal age to take kids here?
Yeah, so I would say, I mean, you can take, smaller children, but at least starting from 3 or 4 years old, probably would, you know, they would know what they're enjoying and they would know what they're doing as well.
Is it worth taking any kids on holiday before they're four?
That's a debate we always
leave
have.
Leave them at home. We'll go on holiday.
If not for them, at least for the family, for the mum and dad. It's
leave
great
them
to
at
have.
Home. Leave them at home and go on your own.
No, I mean, when we look back at pictures of, you know, when we took, when my oldest was about 10 months old, we traveled with her to Brazil. And looking back now, we think, what were we thinking? Because it's a 16-hour flight, you know. But having done it, we have the memories. And it's so nice to see
but
it.
Can she remember it?
She may not, but of course she won't. I mean, she was 10 months old. But we do. And just, you know, her with the life jacket under the Iguazu Falls, because you can do one of those trips as well. So that was just brilliant. It was great to have her.
So how long, ideally, should we be visiting this
place? So Armenia, it's bordered by Georgia. And as you know, Georgia is also a fantastic destination. So this would be, I would say, stretching it to about 5 days. It's a short trip. 3 to 5 days. You definitely need at least 3 to 4 nights in this place.
And where would you be splitting your time between?
Yeah, I would say maybe 2 to 3 nights in the capital. And then if you can spare the time, a couple of nights in the mountains. A place like Tatev, there's a beautiful monastery in Tatev right on the cliff. So if you can spend the overnight there, that would be brilliant.
It's about 3 nights in Yerevan and then spend the rest of the time up in the mountains.
Yeah.
That's
what I would do.
Let's have a little look at the top 5 things to do with the kids that you might not already know about.
So some of the things, we didn't do all of them, but some of the things that were really interesting was there was this beautiful walk down from a certain place at the top of the city called the Monument District, and it's about 572 steps all the way down to another district. So you have the whole view of Yerevan just stretched out in front of you. It's absolutely gorgeous. And 500 steps with children, I didn't think they would, you know,
it's
but they enjoyed it.
It's a lot of steps.
Yeah, it's a lot of steps. But it's fun because it's not just steps. There's, you know, there's water fountains and there's flowers. So you stop and you just look out, you take a few pictures and keep going.
I've always had a bit of a weird thing about steps.
As in you like it?
Lots and lots of steps. No. Going down lots and lots of steps freaks me out because you know the constant repetitiveness.
Yeah.
And you find that your brain just switches off a little bit as you're doing it. And then I think any minute now, the legs are just going to lose it. They're going to lose the message. And I'm just going to go. Scares me.
But you don't mind going up?
Mind going up. I feel like you've got to concentrate more to go up.
It's harder on the knees to come down as well, isn't it? On your knees, yeah. But it's nice. I mean, this is nice because you have the entire panorama out in front of you.
Yeah, so you've
brilliant.
Got the view to make you forget about your knees.
Yeah, and this place is, again, very interesting because they, you know, had this from a while ago. It was built in the 70s and then it stopped because of all the, you know, things that were going on historically. And again, somebody, you know, in the government said, you know, we've got to renew, you know, do something about this place and change it and make it better. So they've put some money into it. They've, you know, done it up. And so it's really nice. It's
great way to tire the kids out as well, isn't it? 540 odd
steps. Yeah, I bet they slept well that night.
Yeah.
And then when you come down, there's restaurants and a little park as well. So it's a nice place to stop and have a meal.
So that's number one.
Yeah, that would be a really cool thing to do there.
Yeah.
They have a state puppet theater. Now, I have to say, I didn't have time to go here, but this is quite interesting because it's organized by the students of the University of Theater and Cinema there. So they have these little shows. They put up these little puppet shows that are quite fun because they're very modern. They're not very old stories, but they have it in puppet form.
Yeah.
So that might be something. And the website, if you want to check some more out, it's armpuppet.am.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anything else?
Yes. There's also the Yerevan's Children Railway.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is actually in a little canyon. And there are a lot of, you know, conflicting kind of feelings about this because a lot of people think the railways that are there, the trains that are there, are not in very good condition because, again, it's, you know, quite decrepit. But having said that, it is still a fun place for the children to go to, I would say. Just keep an eye on them.
They're not going to care, are they? If they're a little bit old and wrecked, the trains.
Yeah, but I think so. Yeah. I think it's a fun place to go, yeah. I would do
it. Is there a lot of these trains there? Is it quite a few?
A few, yeah. And it's in a park, so you can have a picnic you know, while the children play in the train. So,
that's Yerevan's Children's Railway.
Mm-hmm.
At number five?
I would say they have some very unusual museums as well. So you're looking at the Geology Museum, which has different types of stones. Yeah.
That sounds well boring, Andrea.
Well, this is unusual. I warned you.
Stones from the moon or you know, stones from...
Still stones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe the glittery stones.
Maybe, you never know. And the Woodcraft Museum. Yeah, so that's, again, very unusual wooden, you know, pieces of...
Hang on a minute. Hang on. You have skipped over something massive here. So you said they've got types of stones. What Andrea failed to mention about this museum
is,
they have a mammoth skeleton.
Oh,
I would headline
talking.
With that.
Yeah.
That would be
now
the
we're
thing.
Talking.
If
now
I was saying to the kids, we're going to a museum, I'd be like, we're going to see a mammoth skeleton. I think if you were to say, we're going to see stones, mammoth skeleton's going to win every time.
Not the same effect. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now I'm in. Now I'm in for that geology museum exhibit.
Yeah, I think it's all. You need some time in this place. That's why I said at least 3 nights in Yerevan.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Yeah, and then there's this place. Now I'm going to try and say the name. It's a bit tricky here, so it's Zakhgadzor Ski Resort.
Oh,
yeah. Now the reason we found this fun, it was a little day trip out. It's about an hour's drive out of Yerevan. And this is where you take the ski lift and you go up into the mountain. So obviously this is a winter ski resort, yes. But in the summer, in the spring, it's open as well. And just one section of the cable car or the ski lift is open and you can actually go up. There is still a bit of snow in spring, so it's a great place to go. There's a little restaurant you can go to, have a cup of coffee, have hot chocolate if you like. So just spend a few minutes there, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, and you can ride all the way back. This was interesting because... I've never sat in it with my kids, like an open ski lift. So it was terrifying because they don't stop, as you know, right? It just moves all the time. And I didn't know where to keep my three-year-old. So she was just...
Oh.
It was scary. It was. We were ready the wait. You know, coming back, we knew what we were supposed to do. But going up was absolutely scary.
I'm getting a bit dizzy. Let's have a listen to this.
It was lots of fun because it was open and it was... like, it kept on moving and you just had to jump on it.
And when you're going on it, it's a bit scary because you might feel like your shoe is going to fall, because that's what I felt. But it didn't at all.
Lucky the shoe didn't fall off.
She was terrified all the way up.
But it's, so you're just open. You're just like on this plank.
Yeah. And you're literally holding...
Like all ski lifts.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I do quite like it. Remember the first time you had to get off one, though? It's worse if you've got skis or a snowboard attached to the bottom of your feet.
It is. Great. And they had to yank us off it. They literally, two of them had to yank all of us off it.
So. They did? At the top. Brilliant. And they've also got a lovely market that you should head to.
Yeah. And this is a really nice, it's indoors, but on the outside of it as well, they have little shops. And you see all the traditional foods and, you know, cured meats.
Yeah.
Fish that can be bought. They're live in the fish tanks. So
no,
you go in there and it's this whole shop just with huge fish tanks. You know, they've got quite a few of these little stores in there and you can pick the fish you want and it's absolutely, you know, fresh, as fresh as it can get. So that was really interesting for the children. And inside you have, you know, they're selling chickens as well.
Well, let's let your youngest, Alexandra, right?
Alexandra,
so describe this.
The market.
And what did the hen say?
Go to the do.
What else did you see?
Chickens.
Lots of chickens? And lots of sweets inside as well.
But mummy, was that the mummy? Was the hen the mummy?
Yes.
But what did the hen say? Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That was a rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doos were running around everywhere in that market.
At which point, though, this is a serious question, do you then explain the cock-a-doodle-doo mummy hen is going to get her head snapped so we can take her home for dinner? Because that's got to be a conversation, right? If you're getting live,
not at 3 years old.
Leave it to the imagination.
Maybe later.
Yeah. Okay. What age do you do that at? I don't remember having that conversation.
17.
I went to supermarkets. 17?
Yeah, the later the better.
Travel Mum. Yeah, Andrea Bailey joins us once again, our Travel Mum, looking at destinations around the world that the kids are just going to have a wonderful time at. And I'm still shaking over that ski lift that you were talking about.
You've never been on a ski lift?
No, I haven't. I've been in a cable car, and that was scary enough. But a ski lift, I've not been on.
Oh, I prefer ski lifts because you can get out when you need to. Obviously not when it's very high.
Just going to ask you.
You can hardly get into it. There's nothing surrounding you, is there?
I feel like they're all right, and I am quite scared of heights, actually. Just don't mind them. Yeah. We're in Armenia, aren't we, this week?
Yes, we are. And looking at what you can do in Yerevan, which is the capital, and outside of Yerevan as well. So some of the interesting places there.
We're on to what we shouldn't forget to pack for the kids on this trip.
Yes, absolutely. So if you're going spring, summertime, there's, of course, you go with your sunscreen and, lots of light weather clothes. You need probably a jacket for the evenings, I would say, in the spring. It's still a bit chill, but in the summer, it's fine. And autumn and winter, of course, if you're going into the mountains, then you're ready for that. You have to be ready for that one.
So, I mean, looking at the money, I mean, how much should we budget per day to spend on the kids for a trip like this?
You're looking at approximately, now the currency there is the Armenian dram, which is approximately 125 dirhams to a dirham. So just for calculation's sake, if you're calculating, say, one dirham, you just, divide by 100 and you get the Armenian dram. But I would say budgeting about 100 dirhams per day for everything included. So for the children, I mean, with your shopping and your tours, it's not very expensive to go around there.
Is that per child?
Yeah, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be flying with Fly Dubai.
Yeah, they have a direct 4-hour flight, which is brilliant because, of course, it's no frills, as you know. But if you're going with children, then I would take travel books, activity books, something for them to do, just snacks as well along the way. So just to keep them busy and entertained.
And what are the kids going to learn on this trip, do you think?
Like I said, now, because of the former Soviet occupation there, you have a lot of these scars and a lot of the history, and like even the cascade, which I was talking about, the steps that connect the two parts of the city. Now, even that, so it's all very interesting in terms of the history of the place. There are a lot of churches and monasteries as well. And I have to say at this point, there are a few that I'd like to mention here. One specifically being the Khor Virap Monastery, where it's interesting because they've got a little dungeon in there. And if your children are a little older, like I would say about 10 or 12, they could probably climb down. It's just a stairway that goes all the way down. And that's where Saint Gregory was imprisoned for 13 years. And of course, the first question is, if he was imprisoned, how was he fed? And he had a local lady from the village feeding him food through a secret passage. And that's how he survived. And so it's interesting. And you're allowed to go down there. So it's quite nice.
I love a story. Dungeon
it's a
story.
Good one, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's beautiful because the church just next to it and the bells going off, and you've got the Ararat Mountains in the background with snow on it. So it's beautiful, absolutely.
So they're going to learn a bit of geography, a bit of history on this trip.
Yeah. Also, I think the Norovank Monastery deserves a mention, where it's beautiful because this monastery, you have to drive out at least, I think, an hour and a half out of Yerevan, or 2 hours, I think. But it's absolutely stunning. Getting there and even just the steps on the side of the church are absolutely brilliant. I think my kids enjoyed that the most. They kept going up and down.
Let's have a listen.
There were stairs, narrow stairs above the ground floor entrance. And it's fun to get on and kind of tricky. But when you start, it's not so tricky. And when you go to the top, there's a room and people praying.
And there's some candles underneath those stairs. And in a big room, the candles are there. When you're going up, there's a rope to help you to not fall. And it's very fun to go because it's not tricky when you're starting to do it.
Did you go?
No.
Would you like to go when you're bigger?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, too she small,
was, yeah? Yeah, the thing is, now the funny thing is, Steph, here, when you travel with kids, when you begin the journey, you think certain things of them, you have these preconceived notions almost that if you're looking at a certain thing, you think, no, I don't think they'd have the nerve to try that. But by the time we reached here, this was one of those places I thought, no way, they're not going to climb up. Because I thought it looked a bit, you know, risky. It was really narrow and you've just got the one rope on the side and it's open on the other side. So if you fall, you're down. But they just went for it. I mean, you know, and they kept going up and down after that, like several times. So it really, I think, brings out, you know, adventure in the children as well. So I think it's a fun thing to to try. And
so where should we be staying on this trip?
Like I mentioned, I think 3 nights in Yerevan and then one or two nights in the mountains would be great if you can spare that kind of time. If it's a shorter trip, then 2 nights and 1 night.
Anywhere to steer clear of with the kids?
In general, I think we felt quite safe. We had great people with us that took us around. Very friendly, very, very nice people. But this general rule of travel, just don't let your children out of sight if they're small, you know. I mean, if they're 15 and over, I think that's fine. You can, you know, let them go shopping if they'd like to, but not, I wouldn't do things that you wouldn't do anywhere else.
Any babysitting services available?
Not in the city hotels, unfortunately. But like I said, if you're going to restaurants and places like that, they are quite child friendly. And there's one restaurant in particular I'd like to mention. And this one's in Yerevan. And it's interesting because it was based, or it is based, on an old Soviet movie. So when you enter, it's pictures of all the movie sets and, you know, all of the actors, and they've got the staff that are dressed as the actors.
Fantastic.
So this really funny guy with hair, you know, he can't see, it's covering his eyes and he's just bumbling and, you know, walking around. But it's so
like Fawlty
fun
Towers.
Absolutely. And they serve you and, you know, it's quite nice.
So how much would it cost them for a family of four to take this trip?
Yeah. Now, if it's about 3 nights, 4 days with flights, accommodation, food, and maybe 2 day tours, you're looking at approximately 8,000 dirhams.
Okay.
So that's a great, I think that's a great price.
Does that include flights and things as well?
Yeah.
That's fantastic, isn't it? For a family of four?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really
good one. Yeah, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Andrea,
it's
thank you
for
so
a
much.
Short trip. Thanks. You're welcome.
See you next week.
Brilliant.
Leave me alone.
Travel Mom.